In Moscow, armed Chechen men and women have entered a theater and taken hundreds of people hostage. Security forces have sealed off the area, which is in a working-class neighborhood of the Russian capital. The theater was staging a popular musical when the intruders entered. Moscow's mayor went to the scene, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has put troops on alert outside the theater. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is also outside the theater. Lawrence, this incident began about 4 hours ago. What more has been learned about the hostage takers, the people who entered the theater?
Well, it's been quite well established that these hostage takers are indeed Chechens. They identified themselves as Chechens as they marched into the theater this evening, firing their weapons into the air and calling for an end to the war in Chechnya. Beyond that, we don't know too much about them. They are linked, apparently, to a field commander from Chechnya who's not very well known.
And you say that about half of
Chechnya.
You say that about half of them are women?
Yes, apparently about half of them are women, many of them in Muslim veils, with grenades strapped to their waists and carrying Kalashnikov rifles. It'll be a first, really, in this long 10-year history of conflict between Chechnya and Russia and Chechens and Russians, that women have taken such an active role in the conflict on the Chechen side.
Lawrence, Moscow police are saying that about 100 women and children were released. Can you tell us more?
Yes, that apparently occurred just after the theater was taken. As far as we know, the hostage takers did allow most of the children to go free. Some women. There were also some unconfirmed reports that they were allowing Muslim members of the audience to go free. We don't know how many Muslim people of Muslim faith were in the audience at the time. And we also have a report that there are 6 foreigners being held as well, 3 Germans, 3 British citizens.
Apparently there's been some communication with people who were attending the theater on their cell phones. Did you learn anything that way?
Well, that's about the only way we've been able to learn anything. The government isn't saying what's happening, if it's in fact in touch with the hostage takers, whether the negotiations going on, so on and so forth. But we have had information leak out just because people were able to use their cell phones, at least in the early hours of this hostage drama. And they were calling their loved ones and were calling Russia media outlets, pleading with the government not to storm the building and explaining the building was being mined. They were watching the hostage takers mine the building, that they are very well armed and just pleading for their lives.
And the Russian government is apparently taking the threat that they do have explosives seriously, yes?
Well, the hostages inside have, one after another, quite well documented, I guess, by telephone that these people are extremely well armed, and yes, I mean, the Russians are taking this very seriously. There are commando type units stationed around the theater, but so far it doesn't look like there are any plans to storm the building. As a matter of fact, they seem to be evacuating a lot of the people from the immediate vicinity of the theater right now.
Well, thank you very much.
The square right in front of the theater is empty.
Thank you very much, Lawrence.
Thank you, Jack.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets speaking to us from Moscow.